Chris, the big week is finally here. What's it like?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement. There's a big buzz around the club and East Hull, and you know, we're really looking forward to the occasion on Saturday. It's going to be a great atmosphere there, and you know, we're under no illusions how tough a game it's going to be against quality opposition. You know, they're the benchmark, or they have been this year, you know, recent years in Super League, and you know, we know how tough a task it's going to be, but you know, we'll go there, enjoy ourselves, and you know, who knows, we've been pretty good this year in one-off games, and you know, we want that run to continue.
People have written you off at various stages of this competition. You've not had it easy. You had to go to Bradford and win there. You've beaten Wigan, beaten them. You've beaten Warrington away from home, and you've beaten Catalan. It's been a very impressive run.
Yeah, it has. It has. It's been a long journey. You know, we've certainly toughed it out in the cup. You know, we a really tough opener, Bradford at Bradford. You know, we finally got over the top of them. But you know, the Wigan result at Wigan were a fantastic achievement from my boys. You know, especially after the previous week, we got 50, I think, put past us, or 60 points put past us. So yeah, you know, we've been written off all year, and we get used to that. But yeah, we're all looking forward to Saturday.
A lot of people wondered if the cup would be a distraction to your league form. You're going into the qualifiers. I mean, how big a win was that yesterday? Does that ease the pressure on you somewhat this weekend?
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, we shouldn't be in this position. You know, we didn't want to be in this position. You know, we set a goal of finishing in the eight. We failed that. But yeah, yesterday's result certainly eased a little bit of pressure, you know, on my boys and myself, and you know, we can go there and enjoy ourselves on Saturday and not have to worry about you know, picking up the points.
You've been there as a player, of course. You beat Leeds in the final with Hull. What was it like as a player?
Oh, as a player, I was a nervous player. You know, I don't really remember too much about the, you know, day. I remember the night before we had a team meeting, a very emotional team meeting that day. So yeah, I don't remember too much about the game, to be honest. I just remember Cookie passing that ball inside, and we got the, you know, we managed to get the try, and you know, a great day, a great achievement. And again, we were labelled underdogs, and you know, we toughed it out in that year. We played Super League opposition in every single round that year, and you know, we did well to win it.
First gig as a head coach, can you believe so early in your coaching career you're going to be walking out of Wembley leading your team out?
No, I can't. It's still not sunk in. It's, you know, it's been a hell of a roller coaster this year. You know, in terms of consistency, we've not been where we needed to be. Like I said earlier, we were disappointed that we missed out on the eight. But you know, we set a goal to get into a semi-final. We've achieved that goal. Now we're in a final, and you know, we want to go and win it. You know, we're excited about the challenge ahead, and you know, who knows?
Your hard work now this week, you've got to pick a team out of your squad, haven't you?
Yeah. I've narrowed it down to 19 today, and I've got to narrow it down again to 17. You know, there's a lot of heartbroken players, you know, that I've, you know, let know today. You know, I can only pass on my, you know, I've been in their position. You know, I would drop for a grand final in 2006. It's not a nice position to be in. But I know my boys have come back stronger, and you know, hopefully they're involved in more finals in years to come.
Albert Kelly's going to be the main one that people will be wondering about this week. Is it touch and go? Is he going to play?
We'll give Albert till Friday morning. He started jogging last week, but you know, genuinely, if he's not 100%, he won't play. You know, we can't afford to risk people in such a big game. So we'll give him up until Friday morning, then we'll make a call Friday after the team run.
There's not much Challenge Cup experience in your team. How important is it that the guys that have been there speak to the other guys? Because, I mean, from an outsider's point of view, walking out of Wembley or in a cup final must be a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. It's, you know, we've still got people that have been involved in, you know, big games, not just here, but, you know, over in Australia. You know, people like Tyrone and Sean Lunt have all been involved in finals there, and you know, there's still a lot of experience in this group, and a lot of quality, and You know, my job is to keep these guys nice and relaxed and just make sure that, you know, the build up and the lead up to the game is just as, you know, normal as possible.
And what for you and your family, obviously, it must be an amazing achievement, a proud moment for you as well.
Yeah, it is. It is a really proud moment. Yeah, I've got all the family coming down, the wife and the kids and the in-laws and the mum and dad. And yeah, there's a lot of you know, a lot of family there, and you know, they've supported me, you know, through thick and thin. And you know, it'd be great to catch up with them after the game.
And if you had one thing to ask of your players on Saturday, what would that be?
Just enjoy the occasion. Don't let the game pass, you know, pass you by. Let the game pass you by. It's these times, these days don't come around too often in your careers, and you know, just got to make the most of it.